Oh, I should have got Ross's tape recorder. He said, I said, you want anything else? And he said, yeah, how about a sandwich? And I said, I don't have any peanut butter. And he said, I'm not asking for peanut butter. How about a prune sandwich? This is on January 2nd. You want to get out? So when we were down on the driving to Louise's, Ross said, I would like, how about a choice? And what he meant was, he said, how about a choice? Four of us sleep together, Eric and Mark and Ross and Daddy. And I said, you mean how about a deal, don't you? And I tried to get out what the choice was, and he couldn't give me any choice, so I concluded that he meant a deal. And I said, you mean a deal? And he said, yeah, a deal. And then he said, let's do a promise. And what he really meant again was, let's make a deal. So he's using, let's do a promise, and let's, I want a choice for, let's make a deal. Just a minute, Ross said, Dad, you know what kind of dream I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you a chocolate one. Yeah. The problem with Mandy is that she listens to soap operas. She listens to too many soap operas.
She listens to
Fall Guy. And the real bad things, yeah.
What are the other bad things?
As the World Turns.
Charlie's Angels,
yeah. And then she gets those bad ideas. And then what happens?
She hurts everybody.
Yeah. She's not a good...
And scratches and takes and cut, help, and we don't need any help.
Right.
She must have learned that in a stupid way.
In a stupid way. How did she learn it? On the TV?
Yeah.
It wasn't good, was it?
No.
No. Well, Ross was hiding under the bed. And said, well, first Mark was lying in the bed and Ross came in. And I said, you want to play hide and go seek, Ross? And he said, yeah, I hide and seek you. And I said, no, you hide and sought him. And he said, yeah, I hide and saw him. S-A-W. And then he got under the bed and said, I got under the bed. You don't know where we are, right? Ross said that Christopher Robin was very strong because he catched poo. I told him it was caught, and he said, what does catch mean? Ross said, we're going to do the, you count with me. He wanted me to count with me, Mom, the up, down, change around, turn around, roller coaster. And he said, and I said, I wasn't going to count. He said, I can't count without nobody counting with me. In other words, I want you to count with me. Okay, go ahead, ready?
Yeah. One.
I'll just do this.
I'll do the easy part. When I get to the
hard part,
I'll need you.
Okay.
One, two,
it's going real well because we went all the way to 30.
Yeah. Are there batteries in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what is that?
It's flying.
It's going real well.
And it's flying.
It's going real well.
And it's flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go flying up there. Why can't we get it off? I know it's because
it's going one time, it's going other time.
Oh.
That's three times now it's going to go.
And we'll go all the way back?
Mm-hmm. We'll go. It doesn't have enough power.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to make it.
Back.
Maybe it'll make it four times.
Yeah.
It's going to go well, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go, number four. Starting to run down now. Might not make it back. So let's stop it on this time, okay?
Huh?
When it comes back, we'll stop it.
Yeah. I'll get with this one.
Not yet. Let's start right here. Yeah.
Got it.
Marky was saying that a knife, calling a knife and a fork both a fork, and Ross said, yeah, a knife is a kind of fork, and a fork is a fork. I guess he's trying to make sense of what Marky was saying.
A fork is a fork.
You really think that a knife is a kind of fork, Ross?
Yeah.
No, it's not really.
Yeah.
How do you figure that?
Because it has sharpness.
It has sharpness, and things that have sharpness are called forks?
Yeah.
Well, what about eating utensils?
Hmm?
What about silverware? Is a knife a type of silverware?
Mm-hmm.
How about a fork?
Mm-hmm.
So are both a knife and a fork silverware? What other kind of silverware is there?
Yes, and this.
What else is silverware?
And a fork.
A fork is silverware? Mm-hmm. What else is silverware?
Glass
is silverware?
Oh.
Really?
No.
What else is silverware?
Yeah.
What about spoon? Ross said, Mark came down the stairs, and Ross had been watching Tarzan about 20 minutes ago, it finished. And Ross said, Marky, you missed Tarzan. It was good. The bad lion got killed by Tarzan. Yeah, he took his knife and he cut her. It was good. That's what he said. Now that was obviously what was interesting there is the passive. I guess you must say that the reason he had a passive there is because he was introducing a new subject. Within the Tarzan, you had this new subject, which was the bad lion, which was being introduced. And having introduced it, he then had to go on and pacifize it. So it was really story structure that determined the passive there. Thank you.
as the rhinos hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, cowboy, change your ways, and they are the rush you will ride. Trying to kiss the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Marky said, I'm finished, and he was doing the mixing bowl, and which he wasn't finished because I took it away from him and he complained. So Ross said, he thinks finished is not finished. And then he told Marky, Marky, not finished is not finished, and finished is finished. Well, explain to him, tell him what it means. Tell him what finished means.
Finished means that it's done.
You don't want any more. Finished means you don't want any more.
And all done means.
All done means what?
Means.
All done means you don't want any. I'm all done. I don't. There's no more.
Yeah. No more.
And kitty means cat.
Catty.
And mark means?
Mark.
No, mark means?
Boy.
Little brother.
Yeah. And what means?
Yeah.
What?
He said, the great American hero is on. And I said, yeah, let's go watch it. Oh, Ross had been attacking me, jumping on me, hitting me. I thought it was mostly for fun, but anyway. Then the great American hero was on. And Ross said, come on, Dad, let's go watch it. And he said, I changed my mind. And I said, why? And he said, because I like you. And it was really, he meant, what about? What about he changed his mind? Ross was planning out his puzzle strategy for doing some puzzles on January 13th today. And he said, well, first we've got to do it like the dominoes. This is what Mommy and me do when we do the dominoes. And what he meant was that he had to arrange his puzzle pieces like dominoes before he was ready to put them into the puzzle. Ross said, came down and said, Daddy, see, I did a messy. And I said, what happened? And he came upstairs and he said, is that how you do it when you don't have any help? What he meant is he had messed up his puzzle. That was a messy. He said, see, Daddy, see how I did it? Ross had made a bunch of blocks into what he called the university. He said, if that's where you work, Daddy. And I said, you mean the university? He said, yeah. And then I was going to put him away, and he said, no, don't do that, because you want it to be fixed. Now, this is the first time I ever heard him give a reason for not doing something as someone else's desire. Today is the 14th of January, 1414. Mm-hmm. Ross has also learned brown bear, brown bear. Ross said, we took the new ones out of another tape recorder. How'd you say it, Ross? What did you do last with the tape battery?
Yeah.
What did you do?
This.
What did you do?
First, my battery were new,
mm-hmm.
And then they were old.
Mm-hmm.
So, we took the new ones out of
another tape recorder.
It's the more tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And put into the wolf tape recorder, which was with Snoopy.
Oh, right. Actually, it wasn't the Ross tape recorder. It was the two boys tape recorder in which you listened to your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Ross tape recorder. That's what Daddy uses to record Ross's voice. Good. Ross said, I apple juiced this shirt. And then he took it upstairs and put it in the wash. He said, I'm putting this apple juiced, ED on the end, shirt into the wash. Today is January 14th. Ross brought the Hulk shirt to me and said, Daddy, if Marcy's going to be a Hulk, he'll be needing this. Which is a nice future conditional. Future conditional progressive. First future conditional progressive. I told Ross that Mommy could never get mad at him. He came down and said, Mommy doesn't love me. And I said, Mommy could never get mad at you. You came out of her tummy. And Ross said, maybe that's why you guys got the idea about spanking. And I said, you mean because you poked Mommy in the tummy? He said, yeah, that's why you got the idea about spanking. In other words, that's how you got the idea that we should spank boys. What was the idea about spanking?
I don't like you when you took the balloons out of that blue door where Mommy is.
And hung them up?
Yeah, because I put them there.
You're yelling at me too much. So you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now, what do you want?
No, can I have my
of course.
Back.
Okay, you have to say them in a nice way. Okay.
Please.
Okay, now, what was it about spanking? Remember you said we talked about spanking and Mommy's tummy? What was the deal?
I squeezed very hard too much.
Uh-huh.
And the deal is everybody that gets to do what they want.
Oh, they get to do what they want? What about the spanking, though?
No.
How did we decide to spank you? Why did we decide to spank you?
Because.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you learned from your bad preschool.
From your bad preschool? Where's your bad preschool?
From your bad preschool.
Where's my bad preschool?
In Denver.
Mm-hmm. And what did they do there?
They used to spank.
Really?
Yeah.
Not true, is it?
Yeah. I think so.
No.
I never saw it.
You never saw it? You think so because you never saw it?
Yeah, because you never took me there.
They ever took you to your preschool? You used to go there all the time. You went there for a whole year.
I never went to your work.
You mean my university preschool?
Yeah.
No, we haven't gone there yet. We'll go there next year.
Okay.
Would you like to go to school there next year?
Yeah, let's go here and let's go to yours here.
Do you like your preschool now or do you want to leave it?
I just want to stay here with it.
I think you've got a nice preschool, don't you?
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of friends there.
Mm.
I think we'll let you stay there, okay?
But what about my other ones?
One back in Denver?
Yeah.
Well, we can't go back there now. It's too far away.
Oh.
Marky is in trouble. He needs a duck. You know what's wrong, Mark? What do you think?
Pee.
Yeah. Do you have that same trouble?
Or poop.
Or poop. Could be poop.
I don't have that same trouble.
You sure?
I'm sure I don't.
You sure you don't?
Look.
No. Okay, you zip it up.
No, I can't.
Why not?
It's too strong.
It's not too strong. It's just that you're too weak. The zipper's too strong?
Not too strong.
You think it's too strong for your daddy?
Nope. But too strong for me.
It's too hard for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think you're too warm, huh?
I am too warm. Yeah. I am warm.
Ross said, I sure do like magic, and I sure do wish I were a magician. Not a musician, he said, a magician. I sure do wish I were. I sure do wish I was. That's right. Is that referring to the Fred Flintstones tape about magic? Ross, Marky was saying he hated dominoes. Why does Marky hate dominoes, Ross?
Because Sally's
does. Mm-hmm.
Again.
Really? I think you just made that up.
No,
Ross wanted Marky to go without a diaper. He said, let him go without a diaper. Let him go poo on the floor. This is the first case of telling... saying let such and such happen, command that I can think of, which is pretty much associated with the verb let, I guess. What are you going to do? What did you say?
nose.
No, but what did you say?
I'll pee on my nose.
Oh, come on. Ross and I are listening to Lady and the Tramp, and he said, listen to this, and then comes the scary. In other words, listen to this part, and then you'll hear the scary part. Ross was telling me about how the Lady and the Tramp scared him. He said, that one scared me out of the heck. In other words, it scared the heck out of me, right? And he said, it scared me out of my mind, right?
No,
out of the life, that's right. Scared me out of the life. Scared you out of the life, huh? Scared the life out of you.
Huh?
No, you mean it scared the life out of you, right?
Uh-huh.
Alright, it scared the heck out of me, it becomes scared me out of the heck, and whatever I said it was, and it scared the life out of me, scared me out of the life. I told Ross said that he was mad at me because I gave him the wrong shirt, and said, I'm a bad dad, and he said, yeah, let's go tell Mommy. Mommy made a mistake, she got the wrong dad. Let's go get another one. Is that what you said?